This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
So, how are you, Sam? What are you doing? What gives? Have you been able to enjoy a few days off since the untimely end of the season?
Yeah, everything's been good. Enjoying the nice weather today here in Pacific Beach, but certainly a quieter time of year. And I'm sure Tony would agree, it's sort of weird with baseball season. It goes from being so intense and every day, and obviously with how intense the postseason is and how just day to day you're so locked in on the games and talking about it and thinking about it and you really become consumed by it, and then it ends really, really quickly and everybody heads back to wherever they're going for the off season and things quiet down pretty quickly. I did my best to enjoy the rest of the postseason and watching the World Series, but yeah, it's always a little weird. It goes from every day for so long, going back to the early days of Peoria, to ending very quickly, and I don't know that you're ever quite ready for it when it ends.
No, it happened pretty abruptly. There's no doubt about it. Sam, now you're going to be starting something new here shortly, new show covering some of the baseball offseason. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, really, it was the unbelievable success of the Scraby Show from 6 to 7 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you, Sam.
Chronicles did that, huh?
That a boy, Sam. You're picking up on the idea of this show
that
real
inspired,
fast.
That inspired management to just say, we need to put something after the Scraby Show.
Yeah, they didn't want to have people left with a bad taste every day.
This is amazing.
With that kind of lead-in, I mean, we need something after at least once a week. But in all seriousness, a good opportunity, for me to stay on the air a little bit and have a way to connect with our great listeners through the off-season, take some calls, and obviously each and every week we have different headlines, whether it's Padres-related or generally around baseball as we now dive into the off-season. So a good opportunity to connect with the fans, take calls, discuss some different things that I want to talk about off-season-wise, review what the Padres did in 2024, the different rumors, headlines that go on as the off-season goes along when we get to the winter meetings. Obviously, we'll do stuff there as well. So, yeah, it'll be a good opportunity, a couple of hours per week to kind of, exercise the talking muscles and the Padres muscles and talk about whatever's going on both in Padres land and beyond. So I'm looking forward to it and, give my perspective on the different headlines and rumors and all the good stuff that goes into the hot stove season.
It starts Wednesday night after the Scraby Chronicles, Sam Levitt's Inside Baseball show. During the off season from 7 to 9 Wednesdays, Sam Levitt, I wanted to ask you what you think, just in general. You don't have to go into too much depth and detail right here because it's still early and we don't really know. Do you think there's any chance that the Padres might go back closer to where they were spending a couple of years ago now that they were, they got under the luxury tax, they kind of reset everything. So do you think it's more likely that they kind of go back and splurge, or do you think it's more likely that they kind of have found their comfort zone and they stay where they are?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting part of this offseason. Are they going to get back to the levels they were in 2023? I find that pretty hard to believe, but I'd hope that the payroll number is going to go up. And look, when A.J. Preller was asked about it during the end of season press conference, he certainly didn't, you know, shut down the idea of going back over the luxury tax. I think it's possible. I think with that said, you look at the contracts that are already in place and where the number already is, and even if that number goes up, I still think that, you know, AJ is going to have to do a job that is at least somewhat, you know, somewhat similar to what he did this past year in being really, really effective in hitting on a lot of different moves, right? In you know, putting together pieces that make sense, that produce. I mean, there were so many examples of it in 24, whether it was Profar, whether it was Solano or Peralta, or even hitting on trades like King and Arise and all the different elements that went into the success of the 2023 team. So, you know, look, is it going to get back to the level it was at in 23? I would find that hard to believe. But, you know, based on the success of 24, based on the crowd, based on all of that, I mean, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if it goes back up. I certainly would hope that, you know, to what level that is and what that means as far as the Padres and free agency, I think is the key question, right? I mean, you know, can you? I know you guys were just talking about Blake Snell before the break. I mean, that's somebody who, you know, unless he's going to sign another small deal, is probably going to get a much bigger deal and, you know, get somewhere in the 20s to $30 million per year. So, you know, I think that becomes the question, is that the kind of thing the Padres are still going to be open to putting on their books? And I think that's a fair question. And obviously we'll find out as this offseason rolls along. But, you know, even if you were to sign one of those deals this offseason and the payroll number was going to go significantly up, I still think they're in a spot where AJ is going to have to do a similar job to somewhat on a budget, make sure that he hits on a lot of different moves. And I think the good news is that they're in a good starting spot. You know, I think this roster is in a really good spot right here, right now. And I agree. The two questions are, how much do they spend? And who are those names that fill out the rest? And how successful can AJ be in that department once again?
Sam Levitt joins us here. Great post, pre and post game voice here on 97.3 The Fan. And Sam, as we start to kind of do our predictions and forecast, and you look at this roster, we know the guys who are going to be free agents, guys who are likely going to be free agents. Where do you think the biggest need is for this ball club?
Yeah, I think there are probably three, right? I think number one is a catcher and a left fielder. I mean, again, could that be Jerks and Profar and Kyle Higashioka again? Sure. Would I be open to that? Absolutely. Right. I mean, I think the Profar situation is really interesting because if there is a team out there willing to give him a multi-year contract for significant money, you know, the Padres are going to have to answer that and decide if they value Jerks into that degree. So, look, I think obviously left field, that becomes an immediate need considering there's a free agent spot there. If it's not going to be Profar, who's it going to be? As far as catcher, if it's not going to be Higashioka, who's it going to be? You know, I'm not totally convinced that Luis Campusano is going to be that guy. Not that he wouldn't be one of the catchers on the roster, but I don't anticipate they would look at Campusano as, you know, the bona fide starting catcher if it's not Higgy. So that becomes question number two. And I think, you know, in a lineup, those are two key questions, a left fielder and a catcher. And again, free agency is going to tell us a lot. And then starting pitching, right, behind King and behind Cease, you know, how the rest of that, and Darvish, obviously, how the rest of that rotation fills out with no Joe Musgrove. You know, is this going to be a situation where, you know, they say to guys like Randy Vasquez and Matt Waldron, you're going to be the 4 and 5. I find that kind of hard to believe. I would imagine they're going to be very active on the starting pitching market to get, you know, a guy or two or three that could be, you know, a 4, 5 and fill out this rotation and maybe get even, more of another 1 or 2 type guy when you talk about somebody like the guy you guys were talking about before the break in Blake Snell. So I view those three spots as I think the real keys. Left field, catcher, the rest of the rotation, quite frankly, I think the bullpen's in a great spot. Like, I you know, certainly they could go out a big bullpen arm, but I think they're in a spot where they could afford to, kind of roll with the guys they got, maybe sign some higher upside arms, and feel pretty confident about where the Pen's going to be at, even without Tanner Scott. So again, those are the three that I kind of look at right now. And again, it depends on what's going to happen with the guys that filled those spots in 23 with Higgy and Profar. I think that's the first question for left field and catcher. And then obviously I think starting pitching is certainly in need as well.
Sammy Leavitt, that's the kind of insight you're going to get on the Inside Baseball Show every Wednesday from 7 to 9 with Sam. Sam, just one last step back. I know the World Series is over and we should put it in our rearview mirror. But again, the Padres were so close to beating the Dodgers, and then the Dodgers, you know, to a certain extent, kind of toyed with the Mets and the Yankees. Does that make this one of the more difficult off seasons for the Padres, just because they knew they were so close to maybe beating LA and having a shot, you know, to go all the way?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting. I think the way you'll view 24 is going to be interesting on so many different levels. It was a great year for this team, winning 93 games. The special group they were throughout the regular season, especially in the second half, but there's no way around it. It ended poorly, and it ended, I think, in a way with the way they played in a shocking way. And look, they gave the Dodgers throughout the postseason, they gave the Dodgers as good of a shot as anybody. I mean, they had the Dodgers on the ropes, being up 2-1, and nobody else got the Dodgers on the ropes. I don't think the Mets had them on the ropes, and the Yankees certainly didn't have them on the ropes. You know, maybe when they're up 5-0 in Game 5 was the most in that World Series, where you started to think like, this could get really interesting if this does head back to L.A., but obviously the Yankees just did inexplicable things in that fifth inning and blew Game 5. maybe that was harsh. I don't think it was harsh.
Inexplicable. That was a lot of boys. No, you know what, guys? Sam is from New York, so he's built on that way of thinking.
Yeah, he is.
Trust me, I had no problem bashing the Yankees, so that's fine.
There you go.
I think on one hand, it's very easy to live in a world where if the Padres win Game 4 or Game 5, yes, you could argue they were the best team left. And could they have beat the Mets? Yes. Could they have beat the Yankees? Yes. It is very easy to see that happening, because I think they were, quite frankly, better than those two teams. They played better baseball and they had better rosters. But the Dodgers were really good. Okay, even with all the injuries they had and the shakiness of their starting pitching, I didn't think this Dodgers team was going to go win a World Series when this postseason began. I didn't think they had the pitching to do it. To their credit, they proved to be a really great team. And in a 5-game series, they ended up, you know, taking 4-5. And in their own right, they earned it. So, you know, look, I don't know how much you can hang your head on losing that series. You know, just when you talk about losing it, I know the way it happened is how you're going to think about it, and it stings because of the way it happened. But yeah, it's a bit of a mix of both. The Dodgers earned it. They were a great team. They were clearly the best team left. But I think there's a version of it where you look at, hey, the Padres may have been sort of the second best team on paper in the playoffs, and also that if they had found a way to win that NLDS, that you feel really, really good about what the rest of the path would have looked like. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. And sports and baseball doesn't always work out that way. And hopefully there's some lesson to be learned with this group, where when they're in that spot again, hopefully in 2025, it goes differently. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a mixed feeling for a while. The Dodgers earned it, but, yeah, the Padres, it feels like had a missed opportunity. I don't think there's any way around that.
All right, Sammy. Well, enjoy your opportunity. I know you appreciate Scraby more than anybody for giving you this opportunity after his shows on Wednesday. But, Sam, we'll see you next week, and have fun with the Inside Baseball Show. And thanks for everything you do here, man. You're awesome, and you've got a huge following out there. People love you, and we do too on this show. So you're welcome anytime, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com